It's interesting is that when we have the sudden disaster, which apparently the sudden disaster is worse than the expected disaster, when we have it here. How was he ever put it? How was he ever put it? How was that put it? A workshop, It's amazing. He didn't expect anything. It's just suddenly Shabbat. Shabbat means instant. Shabbat very nefesh, as I'll say, half of the second was Luache, the other half of the second was Menuche, main Basodom Yedea. And Basodom cannot understand it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was, Chayil came to an end, and Shabbos began. This is what Shabbos. Shabbos means Shabbos, and the one means stop, change, instantly. A boss of a dome cannot change instantly. He always is gradually he withdraws. For instance, I'm engaged in something. So gradually, if I have a mind to stop doing it, gradually I will withdraw from it. I will retreat from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, was not a gradual retreat. It was sudden. This is exactly what the Chazal speak about. About Ritzeh, about Chatzeis. The precision, the element of precision, which human being cannot reach, no matter how far science will advance as far as precision is concerned. But there is never absolute precision, there will never be. Now, Chazal interpret not only on the basis, I derive those conclusions not only on the basis of this kine by the Rabbi Ezra HaKalia, I derive it from many, many more Mamor Chazal. Who can be some leader who was sabi? When a sabi needed, do you know Mamor Chazal which will support it? A sabi needed. No one expected it. Now, how do you know that? How do I know that? You? Lego. Leninu Koyesh Yusemer. No, this is the lesson. Leninu Yesh Yusemer. Ki Yovet Tzaveh Bishorayach Yerushalayim. They didn't believe. It's very strange. Why didn't they believe? After all, the Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonian Empire was powerful. It was the powerful empire. In antiquity. So why didn't they believe? Because no one believes that there is anyone in this world who will defeat Yerushalayim in this nation. Somehow people believe that Yerushalayim, the Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, Tzion, Yerushalayim, Yemen, is invincible. There are certain qualities which will in the Knesset Yisrael, which will protect the Knesset Yisrael from any attack. And finally, already may have the battle may be successful for a while and come very near to the gates of Jerusalem, but when the final battle will take place, the final battle, Jerusalem will win. Understand? And then they got up in the morning and they found that the Samigdash gone and Yerushalayim in debris and the people, the young people in Yerushalayim in captivity. So he's laying in with this simply the Jewish world. And here is the tragedy of Yerushalayim. Shabbat. This was leather. We have, for instance, in New York, there is a theory of the Ha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go to Novelis and to buy the field land from his uncle. So in the end, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu questions, we answer them, then we went to Novi's, so that Chayir HaKein, in the Yom HaKein, to buy the land, and he bought the land around Yerushalayim, he bought the land, and on the way back, when he came there, he found this Amigdash Gan. When he was a king, in HaKein in HaShubanofi, when he left, so this Amigdash was still on the Chayim. The Kohanim did not move from this path. The Kohanim performed the Aveda with nothing worth threatening. Worth threatening. No menace, nothing, as if Yerushalayim had the protection, the full protection that Yishtach has gotten, as Yishtach has been lost, the way Yerushalayim had the protection in the times of David and Solomon. The Vi Hashem also was of the opinion. He beheld the vision of food, but he did not bring it to happen, just a miracle. So he left it in Samidish quietly in order to come back, to return to Samidish. When he came to Arabais, he was gone. Again, Shulam. Then the Gemara tells us about Beter, if I'm not mistaken, Beter or Yerushalayim. There were people who are celebrating, who while Yerushalayim was already, half of Yerushalayim was invaded. And the Gemara says, then they didn't know that Yerushalayim was half of Yerushalayim was invaded, they thought, I mean, on the contrary, that we are our forces, are still protecting Yerushalayim, that it will not happen. And this is the idea of Shabbat. Vayena Shri Shabbat, Vayena Shri Shabbat, suddenly, precisely. Shri Moyes is Shimuni, Be'edrei Chavera. Where the Edrei Chavera, which is the Mesoimim, of course, in the Seder of Hayochid Anoshim. Ischi Umois is Simuni be Edrei Chavera. What is here to be emphasized? Yes, Philoshim, namely, that Chum Beis Hamikdash is such a bitter experience. And such a horrible experience, not so much because we lost our political power, but that we have lost such a beautiful city as Yerushalayim, that we have lost, the Beis Hamikdash. Of course, each event per se generates awareness. The main thing is that there is Chilul Hashem. There was Chilul Hashem. The Am Yisrael, the name of the Am Yisrael, it was defiled. Chilul Mois is Simuni. The name Chilul Mois means the Knesset Yisrael, addressing ourselves to the non-Jewish peoples in the world and the globe. Chilul Mois, Chilul means refuse, dirt. Scam. Chil Mois is Simuni Be'edrei Chavera. And a matter of fact, this is the essence of the Chum, the Chil of the Gilip. Tzor Menayit. The same, it even applies on the entire present situation. It's very strange, I hope that very strange that the General Assembly against Yerushalayim meets today for the first time. Sure. Today is the meeting. And it's the same problem. when you listen to Eicho, when you listen to Eicho, yet last night, I mean, when I listen to Eicho, I have the impression that all those events have been transferred from 1900 years, from 90 years, when they actually happened, into the present. And most important is the Sfir Mois is in Muni Beder Fagar, the maligning of the Jew. The maligning of the Jew actually took place throughout our history, but at various stages, at various levels. Now the Jew is maligned because of imperialism, colonialism, fascism, and so forth. But anyway, Sfir Mois, the purpose is not so much Yerushalayim. I mean, doesn't the Vatican understand very well that the Jews will take care of the shrines? I mean, they're not such fools. But they cannot tolerate the thought that a Jew will protect Christian shrines or Muslim shrines. The Jew is Sfir Mois, refuse and scum. Is immune when they look upon me. There's a subhuman being. This started with Hitler. This was the method of Hitler's anti-Semitism in Ashura. And it continues. The agents now are there. Not a question. The Jews are communists. No, the temple. Years ago, you said the Jews are communists. Now communism and Arabism, pan-Arabism are good friends. Now it's a different story. The Jew is a fascist. It comes from. But whatever the Jew is, he's subhuman. He lacks human dignity, human morality, and so forth. This is three noise. This is Muni Beder Haver. In Uganda, I mean, there's a moral order in Uganda. In Uganda, morality prevails. But in Yerushalayim, under the Jew, no morality prevails. This is exactly the accusation. Sfir Mois is in Muni Beder Haver. Sakeis for Mishkan, Mishreis Gevirai. Sakeis for Gugle Gugibeai. What is here? Sof kuchaf muad leivoy kisilo kol abiray. What is your problem? First we have the three elements. Shavas, it happened suddenly. Whatever happened, it was transpired suddenly, instantly. No one expected it, was a surprise to everybody. Secondly, I mean, the Jew is the power. They are not anxious. They are not worried about the bricks and the mortar and the cement and the concrete in the shrines. The Jew will not touch them, all that. But the purpose is to say the Jew is not possible. This is three words, this is immune better from here. What is next? Sakeisu Mishkan Mishreis Dvirai, Sakeisu Zuhumi Gibera. Eskaponim, what sense? Yes, a case of Mishkan Mishreis Dvirai. You have, what is a case of, you have covered the Mishkan, this is the same English, Mishkan, Mishreis Dvirai. What is Mishreis Dvirai? The Eskaponimi is not capable of Satsirah. No kabbalah satsila, correct. There is sosan philosophy, this is the idea from sosan philosophy. This also, the sosan philosophy, this is the great menace. If a Jew has no access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has no access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishkan is wrecked, or the Kodesh 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 is wrecked in a cloth, in a poreches. And the Tzilas never reached the throne, the celestial throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sakeso Mishkan is his Gvirai, Sakeso, the very moment you read the Mishkan, into the Parechim, we go to the Gidea, the Lord repeated to me. Sof Kuchav, Umoadu Evoi, Kisilo Kol Avirai, it's again a phrase from Necho, Kisilo Kol Avirai Hashem. What is the problem? Apparently, when people thought that Yerushalayim will never be defeated, will never be conquered by any enemy, people apparently had some idea about the strength and the heroism of the defenders of Yerushalayim. The people who thought that Yerushalayim, all right, we might have had the reverses as far as Yerushalayim is concerned. But finally, we will emerge victorious. Because those people, those Gideon, those Anshei Mohammed, the warriors, are invincible. An invincible warrior plus Kabbalah Satsilah, Tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the prayers will be accepted, led to the conclusion that Yerushalayim will never be conquered. And when we experienced this, when the disasters brought, it was Shabbos, it was sudden and instant. Nufalo itanu bitzul tchuyo, en yichikso lachavein ben berechyo, at pirei gilgo lachavuyo, en yimei lelem bivon yislechuyo, Also, the Nichar Majiko is Kyo. The Lord Alele Ari Rechio. What do you say? I have waited for Nevuah Zecharia to be realized, to be fulfilled. Why is Nevuah Zecharia? Because Zecharia was a Nevi'im who addressed to Yisrael Divrei Nechama, who word of Soros. Mechazein ben Brahe, and we find in the Gemara, as Rabbi Akiva said, that once the Nevuah Filmeo was fulfilled, I mean. So it's certain that the Nevuah Zecharia will be fulfilled. You know what matters. It means I waited for Geula. Any chikso, this again, it means it was sudden. When it spoke, it was instant. At Pile Gilgal Chavuyo. And I also waited. For the Pile Gilgal most probably refer to the miracles and the heroic deeds which were performed during the invasion of Eretz Yisrael by Yeshua, King of Shemesh. And I thought, interesting is, why is at Pile Gilgal Chavuyo? Because Gilgal actually consecrated the land. Kiddush Rishon. It was performed by Yeshua. So I did not believe when Nebuchadnezzar came, so the Kiddush did not continue. That's what the Rambam said. Kiddush Rishonu, Kiddush Rishaitu, Kiddush Rishonu. And I didn't believe that the Kedusha Rishena will come to an end. I never believed that. I thought the Kedusha Rishena, which was established by Yeshua, will never end. It means will never be recovered. The land will not be conquered again by an enemy. The Kedusha is hidden or concealed in the miracles of Gilgal. What does it mean, the miracles of Gilgal? That Yeshua's success in conquering the land. Yes. Hanging in the его есть лихуйот. Это I don't know the shot. Apparently he refers here, he refers to the Masechet, when it's Masechet, Masechet Sefer, yes. As when the Sefer Tere was translated into Yevonis, Uyayim Kosher Lema Yisroel of Yom Shemase Be'eriyo. As a matter of fact, Asor Betenes is a Chesed, right? Why? Because the city came under siege. The city came under siege. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar came to the city, he stopped, he said, we are going, I mean, the city will be beleaguered until it will give in. It will give in, and this is a time of sin. Because the march to Yerushalayim, I mean, he came to Yerushalayim, even though he couldn't come from the Mishamikdash for some time, I mean, he cracked the wall for some time, but he was near Yerushalayim, means he conquered Yehudah. He came back from the Golan, the Babylonian king. Of course, he came up from most probably to the Golan Heights. He came up. Then he conquered Aseret HaShuatim, Sheilayim. Aseret HaShuatim, the territory which belonged to the Aseret HaShuatim. And then, he did with Sanheret. But Sanheret somehow lost his army. Then Sanheret came up to Yerushalayim and said, I ain't believe one. Sanheret came up to Yerushalayim and he was ready to crack the wall of Yerushalayim and to conquer the city. But then the Nes of Shemuim, and Sanheret lost his army in the morning, he found all of them dead. Yeah, you won the day, darling. So he had to go to return home. To return home. This was Sanheret. Later, Nebuchadnezzar conquered which what Sanheret was supposed to do. But this time there was no miracle. They were not saved. This time they were not saved. Is that Pilei Gilgal Chavuyo. I expected that the Pilei Gilgal Chavuyo, which were hidden, the mysterious miracles of Gilgal, means of Kiddush Oret at the time of Yeshua, we are hidden or concealed. You know, I concealed and they reappear again. It means the Nebuchadnezzar will be defeated. But any may, but it didn't happen yet. Any may lowest the Yevonis Lechuyo. What is the Yevonis Lechuyo? Oh, it refers to Asor HaBetenes. Asor HaBetenes, when you study the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, so, you know, only one thing, that the Nebuchadnezzar reached the city, the boundary, and the city came under siege, correct? Yes. However, when you say Shliches, Asor HaBetenes, you find that in Asor HaBetenes, five things happened. We know about five things as far as Shivas HaBetamus is concerned, and Tisha B'Av, that's the Mishnah from Mishnah. But the Python has a sort of problem from Medrash Chazal. Python, they enumerate a sort of the tables as a day, Chamisha Dvorim here today. Five things. What? Ezra Sefer died. Ezra Sefer was the Mekadish from Gdush Shnir, Ezra Sefer died. I don't remember all five. And one, the Tere was translated into Yehudah. Any male elements be one is lechuyo. That means the Torah, I had to translate the Sefer Torah. The Torah, any one is lechuyo. Huh? Because Tisha B'Av, Asor HaBetenes, Latonet, Ayem Averes, Ayem Kines, and Shivas HaBetamus, but Tisha B'Av is all inclusive. any story, a thing, one which happened, she was a Betambusa, or a Sora Betavis, or Tiny Sester, must be mentioned on Krishna. And if you read it, the Kines, carefully, you arrive at the conclusion that in many places, the Mekinim mention things which happened not on Tisha B'Av, but on a different day. But Tisha B'Av is the Yema Avilet, and all, and whatever transpired in Jewish history is mentioned on Tisha B'Av. Also, the Nicham Laikro Lithio, the Norm Alele Ami Lithio, it's a very difficult sentence. Also, who is also? Who is also? Very difficult sentence. Who is also? Koshboko. What is me the Nicham? I can't say it about the Koshboko. My equal is here. It means what did a Python try to express? No, no, clearly. We have the Pesach in the Torah, by Yinochen. Allah Shavos the Soda. Yeah, you have it in there. Yeah. But what does it mean? What does it mean? It means something very important. What or not? The fact and matter of fact they use it against the Jews and they've been using it, this argument throughout the ages, throughout the millennia, our enemies. They say like that. Who destroyed this enemies? I mean, the matter of fact, I mean, people ask the same question about the Holocaust. But the same in Israel, I mean, the enemies, the followers of the Jews, the usually it was the Neo Christians, the Judaic Christians. They said, who destroyed it? Do you think, I mean, Titus did it, the Romans did it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't wanted it, the Bessamish wouldn't have been destroyed? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Bessamish to be destroyed, and wanted you to be exiled from the land, apparently he doesn't like you. You ask us what's about the covenant? He changed the covenant. The covenant belongs to us. They still failed. Of course he promised it. See, and to the children of Jacob and Abraham and Isaac. But you are not the children of Jacob and Isaac anymore. Also, what is the word? So what do you say in Osho Vinicham? Do you say something? Also, and nevertheless, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not change his relationship to us. We are still the Umma Miyuchedes, the selected people, and the chosen people. And still, it is a mitzvah to rebuild Yerushalayim. We can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Yerushalayim. Why did he rebuild Yerushalayim? This was the argument of the Christians during the time of Rabbi Shimon Hanani, during the time, what was his name, of the king of, of Rome. Who was it? What was his name? He wanted to reject, it was Mashreka. He wanted to reject in general Christianity, that Rome should not be Christian. What's his name? And he was killed on his march to God. Julian the Apostle, correct. Julian the Apostle. Julian the Apostle, the Apostle means an apikias, not according to Shoknos. According to the Gospel, an apikias. Julian the Apostle, correct. What was the argument with? This exactly, basically was killed for one head. Because he allowed the Jews to rebuild the Bessamidash. And they started to rebuild the Bessamidash. They brought all the materials, all the concrete, all the bricks. But the Neo-Christians that time, particularly the monks and the missionaries, they prevailed and they will kill. During the apostate was killed, and so forth. What was the argument? I mean, you shouldn't rebuild the city. Because the city was rejected by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know it might be true for someone, might be true, I don't know. The story that the Kislam Arabi was converted into a garbage pile. This was the dumping place of Yerushalayim, and everyone, this was apparently during the invasion by the Crusades apparently. Anyway, and the whole story, I mean, that finally was discovered, and they cleaned up the pile. why was it necessary for them to do it? To show that this place is obnoxious, reprehensible, and there is it should be forgotten and wiped off the face of the earth, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed it. What is our answer? Yes, it is one of the things which don't understand, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But first of all, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash does not mean rejection of Israel. And secondly, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash does not mean alienation of the same place, of the same spot in geography. The spot is still holy, Kitchen of Shaita Fizra, even the HaKadosh Baruch Hu let his wrath destroy it. Midasadim. This expressed in a few words. Also, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not regret, but it as if he had regretted. Also, the Nicham. Vayikol Pri, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rejected the place, so he would have told us, I mean, to mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim. He would have simply obliterated Yerushalayim, had forgotten, and simply Yerushalayim would have gone into oblivion. Vayikol Pri, any time you pass by there, any every Tisha B'Av, you have to mourn for it, cry, as I told you, there is no baltesim, there is no limit, there is no boundary. But he called it here, he himself invited everybody, he himself is on the Sabbath of Yerushalayim. Venom, he himself says, Alele Anibifir. And it is still the argument. This argument will come up probably, I'm pretty sure, 25 times at today's meeting in the United Nations. Freedom of Lewis, my eye peels because I have to translate the Taylor in your voice. Zutria means in Netherlands, in very deep, then in no flow, and I haven't got up, I haven't risen yet. No flow, and again will be Zutria. We are still in the gap, in the bottomless gap. We are still thinking, going down. Our place was Miktsu Hasidir. Now those three psukim, what goals do they speak of? Chum Bais Rishon, Chum Bais Shem. How do you know? But just a moment. I said, before I come to Alt Neif was Miktsu Hasidir. Before I come. When I'm alone, I need a fear. I would say by his reason. But now, by his reason, then it's good. But then, the enemy levels, the one is to wheel us during the Bayi Sheni. Not by his reason. so it means, so he speaks about Baal Shini. The next, he says that Mifros, not to Hasidio. This is Baal Shini. Baal Shini is not to do Mifros. It's different. It's Syrian. And Iraq. He's apparently, in Kines, apparently the Aloha in Kines is apparent. To mention both, but the English. To mention both. And you find in all that, and it was done purposely, intentionally. Don't mourn by the Chum by Srishan, unless you mention Chum by Sheni. Vice versa. You don't mourn Chum by Sheni unless you mention Chum by Srishan. Basically, it was one misunderstanding. Kitchel and Shaito, the Kitchel was lovely in the Rambam, as far as this means is concerned. The Bris HaMikdash, the first one and the second one, it's one chum, it's one catastrophe, one disaster. Where I mentioned the one, I've got to mention the second one as well. And that's why it's not just negligence, it is a structural pattern to mention both of them. How can I force look to Hasidero? Paul de Sul is a call, not more. Is the deal. What is Paul de Sul? Glory is the deal when they destroyed the foundation. When they destroyed the foundations. Apparently, all that you said, but apparently the method of the enemy, who destroyed Yerushalayim, the Amidus, conquered Yerushalayim, who was not only to be satisfied with the sword destroying the upper building, in the building which rests, but to destroy the very foundation. Rohu, Ohu, Adayesid, the very foundation to destroy. Because if you leave the foundation, the enemy is here, it might be revealed. You have to make it as difficult as possible for the Bnei Yisrael to rebuild. And the best policy is to destroy the foundation. This is Paulus Suv Sahoro Kiroru Yisidero. What is Paulus Suv Sahoro Kiroru Yisidero? When the enemies who were ready, not ready, were busy digging up the foundations and destroying the foundations, the Knesset Yisrael remember, Why, will prevail, who will continue. You know, I mean, the Shem is in the way of work. Alright. Tachat chet shiwei tokav segeo. What's Tachat chet shiwei tokav segeo? Tochav Sedeo, Tochav Sedeo. Sedeo means they are counselors, they are scholars, they are leaders. They are leaders who were overcome, who were seized by what? By the hate of what? Of Shilei. Why Shilei? Because Shilei was destroyed. And this is a middle Shilei. We speak about Shnechubani. Basically, we are not Shnechubani. We actually, Shilei was destroyed too. When was Shilei destroyed? By whom? By the Christian. Who then? Who then, when they captured the Aron HaBris. When they captured the Aron HaBris. So I have to mention even Chum Shilei. Not only Chum Rishon, Chum Sheni. Tishu בוב יזיי מחום. The interesting is when you come to the second half, and the Kines, you speak about another base of Migdash, which was destroyed and annihilated and unfishable. Not unfishable, exactly. Which destroyed and annihilated, and whose destruction we mourn. What kind of a base of Migdash? Huh? Kihilas. If a Beis HaMikdash is holy and sacred, then we cry and grieve because it was destroyed, how more sacred is a Kehillah which consists of thousands of scholars, Chachmei Aderes, the Bar HaTesef, which was destroyed during the Crusades. It's also Beis HaMikdash. Shkula l'aregashem kisreifas beis hakel. And basically, this is the whole idea of Tein Gdalia. When the Gemara says, Tein Gdalia Tzei Mashvi, the same Yom Yom who has introduced the tonus of Tisha B'Av, Tzei Machamishi, the tonus of Arasar Betelis, Tzei Moasir, and he also introduced the promise of Tzei Mashmi, this is Gdalia, the Gdalia. Why was it necessary? The Lamdor, the Moses, to tell you, to teach you one thing. Shekosher Shmissas Sadikim Kisreifas Beis Lekim. When a great person, a great scholar, a great money is killed, or a Kehillah certainly is destroyed the way it was now, it means not one Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But hundreds, thousands of Beis HaMikdash. And I speak many times, you know, about Minhogim. This is the minute was written in White Russia, the Minhag chain. They used to dress Shabbos Chazon in Bigvei Shabbos, the Shabbos garment, or they didn't dress. We discussed it in the Shul about Minhogim traditions. Minhogim of whom? Of Kehillas, he saw it. I speak many times, you know, about Minhogim. This is the minute was written in White Russia, the Minhag chain. They used to dress Shabbos Chazon in Bigvei Shabbos, the Shabbos garment, or they didn't dress. We discussed it in the Shul about Minhogim traditions. Minhogim of whom? Of Kehillas, he is heard. So each Kehillah had his traditions. It's Minhogim, it's scholars which were concerned with the Minhogim. Isn't it a Beis HaMikdash? It's just the sacred as holy as the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That is Tochav, Pachat Chichile, Tochav Sedeo. So you mention not only by inscription, by Chile, you mention Shile as well. You mention not only Shile. You mention the Kehillah of Worms and Spire and Magenta and so forth as well. And particularly now. You see, I mean, when Ibrahim Ashley has destroyed, I mean, small towns and small villages. They destroyed not only them physically. It is actually destroyed little Beis HaMikdash and big Beis HaMikdash. But the little Beis HaMikdash were as holy as the big, as the large and big Beis HaMikdash. Each town had this, had its character, its tradition, its minhogim. When we have trouble now, you know about this. With the cemeteries in Russia. In Russia there is no trouble at all, because they simply eliminate the folklore. So you cannot talk to them, to Russia, it's impossible to talk. Eliminate them. The king of Khan is eliminated. לזרות בדורו של סיכנצו. לספוליש ולפור, very far from great humanitarians, but there is a possibility of talking, of negotiating, you know. For instance, we have succeeded in persuading them that Warsaw, the cemetery in Warsaw, be declared as a shrine. The national shrine. If it's national shrine, so it's maintained by the government. So it cannot be, can destroy. Yeah. So it's all right, it happens in Warsaw and in the Manic Valley in Israel. But I told them Rabbi Taitzu was involved in this redemption business. It costs money, in order to make the government declare a certain cemetery, as a shrine. But to say big graveyard in a big city and a small city does not mean at all that a graveyard of a small city is not as important as a graveyard of the big city. The Marshal was buried in a small town in Ukraine, or in many other cases like that. Each Kihila had its specific traits and its specific traditions, and sometimes people played no role at all, I mean, during the lifetime. Years later, I mean, we realized their greatness and their scholarship, and they exerted tremendous influence upon the emergence of the Knesset Israel. There are many Botimizdor, and this is exactly the Yirmiyahu introduced the Tatanis for the destruction of the physical Bismarck. In Yerushalayim, he also introduced Atanis because somebody, a great person, died. Namely, Gedali Ben Achi. And the day for commemorating all those Arugim and Gedeshim is Tisha B'Av. This is the day. Kotsu Chazir Yar, Ayo Chasideo. Kotsu Masai Erio Lidideo. Peus Chazir Yodeo. The Kotsu Chazir Yar, Ayo Chasideo means into the ask and the Sechir Vendirin. This is the blasphemy. Where are her great pious men? We should protect her on the day of judgment from being completely destroyed. Al ha'tziyin tzodu shenim edomai Zofa'al reishis tzitzin domai Tamsi v'nei v'amit v'nei Tzim otzar toreyam edomai Tzorakami v'nei b'mginai צדקו אדוני, עתו קלעים ירבנתו, ומעט ירמוני, שרב תרבי אליי ויחרימוני, כרושו ישו שיבר, ידעי וזרמוני, כדי להשמיע בערוב החרימוני, קומי אביני בראשי רמוני, כרושו למעלה, אינו רמוני, לא ברוח אפינו לא טבע שמורו לא יסוק לחסנו ואין לחמורו לא יסוק יום ומחר אז ביבו לא גמורו רק תם יד יחזקי בגיג מימורו ראי לנחיד את מלגי יומורו ראי עדינוי קיצר מלגי החממורו השירי משישי, שמע לגי ציוני, שיפטון ונאיס הצירי, לעזגלן בי, הקלט כי אני, לעזגלן. סיב שאני שירי דמיר דמנו, לעזילני, שומעת אוזמי ריסת ולחירות איתנו, שאוכו ונודו חוצות פרלני, שמו כדי מאחורון פתאום חקטו בכי סיפן לכל תושים להם דמות לא תמייס פנכו ובביצל מניע פיות פנכו כי תראה אבן מצפית מנכו כי כבר ישקלום כסקום לפנכו טוב וקורא עוצם לפנכו טוב ועוצר אשר כימונים לבני חמוד וחיים עומד מיהלונו אברכך לכל הירק עלונו יגלונו זוקים וברכו ובשו הקבלונו ויום עביד נעמו כקולונו ועיר אדנוי נהיילונו דווקא זה לא שפסקים בסרט דיירקטלי to go with vision in the hamod the hema na alone is it on the station san ferret and then you have it and wah wah we have a given is that says a shot zok in zok with sila kimon this is that the home by station go with san ferret and go with the vadet this is then I would have brought pay attention six same shader in the Domi Mula Divei, the lips of the singers of the Beis Amigdash, Dvir and the Beis Amigdash, came, I mean, were silenced. La Divei in order, in this, La Divei in order to make it painful for them. Sif Seine Shere, I'm repeating, the lips of the singers, Mesher and Dvir, the lips of the Mesher and the singers of the Samidus, Domemu came to the conclusion, became silent, Le'adirene, to give me pain, to cause me pain. This, I believe this refers to the Gemara in time. As Mesho Shenichnes Le'edim Le'migdash, was being Dalet, no, was being Aleph, Motzei Shabbat, was Motzei Shabbat. The Omdu Alevim Al-Duchanam, the Levim stood on the pedestals. The Omdu Kelekomis Aneshem, Kelekomis Ephira, and Motzei Shefit Mulah. Leizov in Mitzvah, Hachnei Adukum. The enemy thought the priest, when they entered the Azor at the Redeem, will start singing. And they did not understand that the Redeem continued to sing, because of Bishas HaGzeva, for the Arke de Misane, Yoreg and Yare, in order to spider him, to show them that regardless of their temporary successes, the Shir and the Beis HaMikdash will go on and will continue. This is sixth thing the Shir and the Dvira. While they were singing, they were killed. They didn't stop even for a second, for a fraction of a second, to sing. Sixth thing the Shir and the Dvira. The lips of the singer of the Beis HaMikdash. Dvira of the Beis HaMikdash. Domino came to an end, Rav Sarov. The Avi Vein, I mean, simply to injure me and to make me feel. Yom kitam chakto b'cheisei fanecho. I said to him. Kitom chakto b'cheisei fanecho. Tom, who is Tom? Tom is Yaakov, Jacob. You engraved his image b'cheisei fanecho. What is b'cheisei fanecho? In the kisei akon, why it's called b'cheisei fanecho? We're finding the chayit ha-kidesh where I was going this morning. But it's a comedy carried by the funny. Who is that? Hands? Toshiv lohem, therefore, you should return. Or reciprocate it, say. Kiros hazeis panecho. As it happened, at the time when the cross has on Yahoo. Koshiva and Gmur, Kios has on Yahoo. You take, no, no, you. Koshiva and Gmur means you simply you. Just a moment. Koshiva and Gmur, Kios has on Yahoo. You repay them. As it was in the time, Chazis Panecha. Seriously, Talmei, Yeatze al Tshunecha, Titen Lehave, Neisse Shilecha, Tichon Nishakon, Kiskomu Bepanecha, Tobi Kolosom Bepanecha. His prize is the he's asking simply for compensation, for revenge, that the Yakovish Boga should repay them and give them the cup of Komus, the hidden cup of bitterness from him, Togi Koro from Lefanach. Huh? Yeah, what has got to do with Yahweh? That's what I want to ask. Bastien Ajita, Bas Bevel Ajdudo. That is what he says. It is quoted, it's copied from Tirit. Bas Bevel Ajdudo. Ashemishi Shalom Nachizmule. Ah? Shigamal Tolano. Ashemishi Nechit, Vinipit Lelaich Rasa. It's exactly. What has it got to do with some hack of the faith they found their home? The Tom hack to the faith they found their home. In other words, means the Tom hack to the faith they found their home. I believe the meaning is. And this is the proof that our covenant with the Knesset Yisrael, with Yaakov, is an eternal one. Because you have engraved this image in the Kisei HaKoven. Kitom Chachto V'Chit Lifanecho. Hence you will not simply forget us. Because the covenant is Yaakov, the covenant is Yaakov, and the Avtochim is Yaakov, that we gave Yaakov back in Bethel, when he woke up. That's what he says, because Haziz Panecho, when Yaakov woke up, they said, Isaac in Bethel came with the Tzah HaShemayim, it was selected forever. You will not depart from that spot, no matter how desolate the spot is. The Hezekiah is more for heavy mind to depart from that spot and to reside in that spot only for a short while, he wouldn't have engraved the image of Jacob in his throne. The fact that he engraved the image of Jacob in his throne shows that the covenant and the agreement between Yaakov and Akadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. Is eternal. Kitam chakto bechisei panecho. Hence, it toshev and gmul kos chazeis panecho. I quoted it once. Rav Yisbeh says in Beis HaLevi, about the Pasuk in Echo. Al-Atsir Shishonim, Shuhonim Yilchubei. Ata B'Shem Le'ilom Deshe. Kisacho Le'deir Deir. Where is the connection? Where is the transition? He says, Rav Yisbeh says, Al-Atsir Shishonim, Shuhonim Yilchubei. The mere fact that Eretz Yisrael, the heart here, remains foul and desolate. throughout the hundreds, the centuries of Rabbi Noemia, and no one has resettled, rebuilt, no one has reconstructed or tried to reconstruct. The mere fact itself that somehow other people's nation could not cope with the Eretz Yisrael, could not cope somehow. They were not successful. Take for instance the English, the British. They have colonized Australia, New Zealand, part of Africa, South Africa, they've problem now, that's what they did call. They took actually desert countries, jungle, and converted into blossoming gardens, civilized, introduced the civilization among pagans and wild men, primitive men. So why couldn't they do it in Israel as well? The same British. There are people of the Bible. Why is our prayer Shoshone? Why is it that way? The only creatures which are interested not in are the Shoshone. Shoshone Yuchabet. What does it prove? This strange phenomenon. It's a strange phenomenon. And that's why the Shoshone Leilam Tishrei. Pesach holiday over there. Because you reside there. If you reside there, so to be crowded, the Kodesh Baruch Hu would like to be crowded in by somebody else. Kata Shem Leilam Tishrei. Pesach holiday over there. If this is the case, is lower than Netzach Tishkachem it has been here. This is exactly what he says. Kitom chaktu b'chisei fanecho. Toshim en dmul, kos chadeis panecho. Tildes mitzal me yitzal fanecho. So accelerate the gula. In order that your promise should be fulfilled. Heich atzto v'anecho v'apecho. We are being the other day in the Mulechor. Who are that day? Eicho Atto Beatecho. We are being the other day in the Mulechor. We are hard to breathe in Absori, in Ashobera Atto with Kunecho. We became the Tinu. I have no, you what a career didn't say, what is a schira de Shem Royalano? Why is it necessary schira here? To speak about the sin, about memory, about remembrance. It was a reality. What they say, Fair Shem Royalano and Lafayette Napoleon, it was a reality. When the Lord said it, Fair Shem Royalano, I should have said schira. There is no need to say prayer. It was a reality. The Nebuchadnezzar and his cohort invaded the Eretz Yisrael, destroyed the Mishamidish, killed hundreds of thousands of Jews. So what is prayer? Mehoyon, what is prayer? Mehoyon. It's exactly, it's just it was happening. So after the prayer, Hashem will even say, Rei Vavito. That we understand. But the prayer means, is apparently interpreted Sfeira de Shem Royalano in the sense what you promised us. Sfeira de Shem is a sheriff tachto, which you promised us. Let's look my Royalano. This is the chapter. Eicho, Yahweh, Abed Noham Chokolano. We are your people. Rom Abed Noham Chokolano. We are your people. We'll never desert you. We'll never feel alienated from you. No matter how strict you'll be with us. But still, Sechei HaDishem Ho'ilonu. Eichu Atzto Be'atecho Noistat. Eichu Atzto Be'atecho Olamid V'yaladeinim Emunecho. V'lizochato Brisbane Absorim. בזכר השם, refers to what? Bahu Yavanu means what you promised us. Eliko Klaato Vigao Secho Vigale, 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 דרך אשר דולקת ומקליטתך ובחיים דיברנו חייר עד השם לאוי אלונו איך ראיתו בידינך וידינו ממנו מאמנך וזכרת אותי ודמי סכנסת אשר ראיתו ריבודך ובחיים לקיננו חייר עד השם לאוי אלונו. What is viewed, what is vessel, what is vessel. What is viewed, what is vessel, what is vessel. First of all, what should be the order? You can say viewed and vessel. You can say vessel, 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 viewed, viewed. What is the order? What are the meaning? What is the meaning of the word, per se? The meaning of the word is viewed means I should be added to the Hoshana. Appointment, date, rendezvous together. The two people have agreed to meet in a certain place. I should be added to the Hoshana. A or May. The tenth of appointments. This is viewed. What is Vesek? Vesek, what's Vesek? No. Vesek is of all, people of all. Vesek means people of all. Vesekim and Gemma and Netzachama. People of all, the people of all, the old people, the people of two generations before, five generations, used to do it like that. The other thing more than many. Vesekim, Vesekim is people of me. Of the old tradition, of the old school. Yes. What is Vesek? Vesek is a time. Yes, Vesek is time. Yes. The story is this time. Yes. Vesek. Viewed Vesek, Vesek. Now, let's see the meaning. Viewed Vesek, Vesek. It means we used to meet a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We used to have sometimes periodical and sometimes instantly, suddenly. There is these, the Vesek, of all people of all, of the old generation, of the old tradition, this is the Sikkim. He used to meet a Kodesh Baruch Hu, have a rendezvous with him, sometimes Vesek, sometimes Vesek. Vesek means from time to time. You were called Skucha Esmei Hashem Rekecho. Amokim Asher Yivcha Hashem. This is Vesek. That on Yom Tov, a Jew should come to the Tamila and meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simply meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah, as a matter of fact, when you speak about the mitzvah for you, as really is a mitzvah, the Kol Min HaSefer Talochet. He's got to bring a coffee, but the mitzvah is simply a rendezvous with the Rebbe Yehoshua. Three times a year, one has got his God Yehoshua, and met a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a meeting, a date with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is Vesek. Vesek means always regular. When the story is well, I don't know the meaning of Vesek, it's a lot, regular, precise. This is Vesek. And sometimes viewed means already a name that was no appointment. I mean, the appointment is not by time, but suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, Tzei el Abiko. This is both, I mean, we have, from time to time we are assured HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meet us, On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might surprise us, and without having a date with us, or having a rendezvous with us, we suddenly are confronted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no Jewish finer in now is now, so usually you enter, and there is Jewish finer in instant. Where do we have the instant Jewish finer in Tanakh? The main thing is the Shmuel. The first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Shmuel, how was it? Shmuel, they have not known. They thought he told it, he ran five times. They had it five times to find out whether he called him or he didn't call him. This is meaning, that's all. And sometimes it is necessary to have an appointment with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where do you have this kind of Jewish thing? No. Yes. Mention. Sometimes it is necessary. Like the Lord sent him with the mission to go to power. It is necessary. He told him that you go and create him, and I'll join you. It's a regular appointment. And sometimes it's a sudden. It's a sudden meeting. So, the very profound idea, this is exactly part of the Hadith, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets man sometimes unexpectedly, as he surprises man, and then other opportunities, he asks man to join him by invitation. Yevin's name was sudden, and by invitation, where do you have it? By invitation, man meets HaKadosh Baruch Hu by invitation. So it's not about the aloche, but I mean in the way, in the simple way. Malala Asina, it was, I don't understand. Malala Asina, the first, it was some. The snare be a break. You mean by Yichor, I mentioned, you know, already mentioned thousands of the king of Aloha there. Where is actually, the oil is not thinking about drugs. This is too many drugs in this world. Yeah. Avram searched HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, Avram Avinu. After Avram searched for a long time, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, that's how the Rambam described. Revealed himself and said, I am God Almighty. But anyway, this is Jewish Chinuch revealed. From Jewish, it's revealed all of it. But sometimes it is lesser, and sometimes it is not. All right. Who are the Adenim? Who are the Adenim? Adenim is Adenim, of course. It's not our father. Some different information. Adenim is Yomim. What?
Yomim.
Who? Yomim. The woman. How is it? But Bobo was Judo. Why, how is Eden? How is the woman's Eden? Because basically, who is the enemy we are speaking of? Huh? Ammonic.
Sure.
The enemy, the eternal enemy, enemy is Ammonic. Where's Ammonic? Just a moment, it's the Velachumish Parishes, you'll find it out. Ammonic was a grandson of Hitler. Right? And he was a son of Elisha. Correct? Ammonic. Amalek, Aluf, Aluf Amalek, Yehiva Chumash. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? No. Rashi. Zuraima, what did Rashi say? Aluf Magdir, Zuraima. Aluf Magdil Zu Reimo.
Yeah,
Magdil Zu Reimo. Isn't that who is that name? Esau. The son of Esau is Eliphaz. The son of Eliphaz is Eliphaz was Aluf Magdil. And Magdil is Reimo. So it means that Amalek is right. Yeah. But I said, you never ask Asha. I asked you many things. Let's continue. Echo the Nacht of the Mecho. They down there, they are told in Sulecho. The way the heart of Hitler who came in. Just a moment. What is here to be emphasized? What here to be emphasized? Is the heart of Chitim Chukhe Chere Vashem Kaktol Amulach. What's to be emphasized? No, that Nisimet HaPere is Nisrim. He's identical with Nisrim, his marriage. Is the heart of Chitim Chukhe Chere Vashem Kaktol Amulach. ובכן חיזינו, שזה לא יבוא עמך, תורחת ותורחת ותורחךו, ליטו ויועטף עם פורךו, לזוכרת ועיקר ידידו שיין שרשויך אותו ידחו. ובכן יולדנו, יולדנו, שייר אדמינו יולדנו. איכו, כיוונתו וחצךו, לחלם גיית חבירים כמךו, לזוכרת ולזניח לאלו. איך עסקת בשעריך ולסעדיר, ולעשיח עם שעדיך, ולזכרת עם דגיות אוהים, ושעיקרת על עבדיך, ולכן נונינו שעדרים עלינו. איך עפקת בשעריך, ולסעדיר עם הפוליטים בלך, ולזכרת עצרת פיצרי, ופעמת בשעריך, ולכן צרפנו, איך הוקומו לצרפיותיך, ישראלים ביד כהן ומצורך, ובאחורי שלכם ובסייל, ובאחורי שלכם, 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 ובאחורי אשר תקענת ותמלך איכון. ולכן טענו, שחייה במוי ואוי אלונו, טענו נשפט מויש כמיים. אמן, בניין זה נזמין אותנו איש. תוכי בניין זה נושאו לא יוכרד את זה כמיים. וגם פה, ביאת הרבי, הפוך שמויים. What do you actually, what is this? How many of
Erichor, but well, there's the one question, the basic question, what is the basic question? In the whole theme. The basic question, there are certain premise, and upon this premise we build our question. But basically it's one question and it's one premise. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is the closest one that has ever been. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yisrael, all right, more than that. It's a deep-seated relationship which no human being can destroy, or no one can weaken. It is everything, I mean, it is Yezidus, and Chitun is Chatzos. For it's a Yedid. You're asking who is closer to the person. Is the wife or is the friend? Depends. In regard to many things, I'll confine to the friend and I wouldn't confine in my wife. In other matters, in other matters, I'll entrust certain secrets to my wife and I wouldn't do it to the friend. Many times, it's who is closer? A wife or parents? It's a important question. Certain things I am close to my parents. I would never dare put it close to my wife. Other things are the contrary. So basically, the relationship between man and man, between man and woman, between his parents, man and man, are not absolute. They are relative. They are limited. There is an element of distrust sometimes. In the husband vis-a-vis the wife. There is an element somehow of shyness with regard to their parents. And vice versa. Human relationships, which based on love and friendship, are not absolute. However, the relationship between God and Israel is absolute, all-embracing, all-including, nothing can get spoiled, nothing can cool off, nothing can be changed. This is the absolute relationship of love between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it is between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's certainly between HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Knesset Yisrael. And here, I mean, in Richa Hopkabah, therefore we mention many synonyms, you see. Each synonym represents a relationship. An emotional relationship, a commitment, an obligation. And all those relationships which are true about Yisrael in its relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was love endless, friendship unlimited. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his faith. No problem. It's unlimited. So how is it possible that after such a relationship existed for so many, many, many years, that a chul is destroyed? That everything was exposed to chul and to destruction. This is Chayra Vishen Mehoyo Lono. How friendly you are here. And that's it. Eichu atzto be'apecho la'avei de'yeladeim min emunecho ve'lezuchato briz min atzoe ma shibarato ve'lifkunecho ve'chein betim yuschei ad Hashem me'oyim. But the idea is that the relationship or the commitment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Israel is all-embracing, all-inclusive, absolute, without limitations. It is endless in itself.
I said many times. The word Eichor does not fit Rachmana Litzlan. If Rachmana Litzlan, there is a tragic
for something tragic. That the Rovu cannot say, Eicha, Eicha, Schera Neshem Oyolanu Eicha, Yoshevodot, because this comes under the Kiddush Halacha, Kishem Shemeid, Shemvorach Shem. You say Bora Dainan, one says Bora Dainan, close, the chapter close. In Tisha B'Av there is a special permission granted to the Knesset Israel. Not only a permission granted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu required this Knesset Israel. We should ask a question.